This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Enough Americans are frustrated with the incumbent president and Obamacare to prompt CNN to release a poll looking ahead a couple years to the next presidential election campaign. While Hillary Clinton leads Democrats, Republicans are a bit more divided. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie leads Republicans, followed by Ron Paul and Paul Ryan. A man with cancer complained about losing his health insurance under new HHS rules and regulations created in the Affordable Care Act. After his complaint was featured in an interview on Fox News, Bill Elliott now faces an IRS audit. The irony is rich as a UN commission on torture is criticizing a 150-year-old Irish law, the Offenses Against Persons Act. Essentially, the UN acting against torture, ostensibly, is now criticizing Ireland for its pro-life laws against the torture of abortion. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. An anonymous Chinese author, only known under the name Luke T, is writing from Beijing about China's newly tweaked one-child policy. The official line is that someday there will be a relaxation of the one-child policy of some kind for some people in China. Taking the announcement apart, the author makes the case that coercive sterilizations, forced abortions, and gendercide will continue until China simply abolishes its one-child policy. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.